Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show on this Monday, the 14th of September, the day after the Packers get a pretty impressive opening day win against the Minnesota Vikings. And you look at this. What did you take away? Let's start there, because I'm going to open up the phone lines. Phone lines are wide open, so start lighting them now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. What did you take away from the Green Bay Packers' opening win over the Minnesota Vikings? Just let's start there. Let's start with what you think is yet to come, maybe what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't like. Get into the analytics of this thing. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. When you look at what the Packers did yesterday offensively, I'll go with two or three things here. One, got into a rhythm. Aaron Rodgers got rid of the ball. He was on money. I mean, he was as on target as I've seen him in a long, long time. Really solid game on Aaron Rodgers. Two, the run game. Man, they spread the ball out to everybody when it came to the run game. Spread the ball out to everybody. They used Jones, Irvin, Williams, Lazard, Dillon, all as running backs yesterday. So even a rookie, which normally, you know, under the Mike McCarthy regime, you wouldn't see a rookie in there getting reps unless he absolutely positively had to. Until three, four, five games into a season. And A.J. Dillon got a couple of carries right out of the chute and looked pretty good doing it. So 855-830-8648, by the way. Chime in. Again, 855-830-8648. You can find us over on Twitter. Find us on Facebook the whole way. So that was solid. Then there was the offensive line. And really, if you want to talk about an unsung hero in this game, it was the offensive line. The fact that Elgin Jenkins starts out at the right tackle position, you start to lose guys throughout the game. Lucas Patrick goes down, Lane Taylor goes down, Jenkins moves back in, Turner comes back in. You know, you got all these Ricky Wagner. I mean, you got all these different guys being manipulated on the offensive line, and still Aaron Rodgers, no false starts, no sacks at all in this ball game. And when you look at the defensive statistics for Minnesota, there was only two quarterback hurries. That was it. I mean, he basically was clean most of the day. So really solid performance out of the offensive line. Defensively speaking, we talked about it with Eric Brancheck. Setting the edge still seems at times to be problematic. Setting the edge seems to be a little bit problematic. Linebacking, I thought Kirksey played a heck of a game. As a matter of fact, when you look at the final defensive statistics, Kirksey was your leader. Ended up with 12 tackles yesterday. He was cleaning, and he plays better sideline to sideline. He was asked to do some things that Blake Martinez could not do, and he was pretty successful in doing so. But Jair Alexander, huge day yesterday. That secondary played well, but Jair Alexander, not only with the safety coming off the edge and taking Kirk Cousins down in the end zone, giving them 2 points, and then the ensuing punt, then the drive back down, Packers ended up turning that into a 9-point swing. In addition to that, they ended up with that big pick just before the half. So big game. Big game by the Green Bay Packers. Big game by the Packers. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I should correct myself. The Packers went down, turned it into points. It was a field goal that the Packers put up. So you get 2 points on the four-yard safety, and then it was the field goal. And then after that. So after that, the Packers then took the ball. They got it back after a three and out by the Packers defense. And again, they took it back down and they scored. That was the touchdown. So I just want to make sure I got that correct. 855-830-8648. What are your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers as they get game one win? They did it offensively pretty impressive. Defensively, some work to do. And now you wait and you hold your breath for the injuries so we can find out who is and isn't banged up, or to, if they are, to the extent that they're going to be banged up, for how long they're going to be out. Want to hear from you. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over there at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Also Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good, brewed with a unique 5-step filtration process that ensures a cleaner finish and no lingering aftertaste, coming in the flavors of cranberry, grape, pineapple, and strawberry flavors. Go to BudLight.com. That is BudLight.com. So your thoughts on the game yesterday, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Ryan Mark, or Mark Ryan, I would assume, if it's just written backwards, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Says, I think we're going to be in for a long season when it comes to the defense. When it comes to good teams in the postseason, this defense is going to get chewed up. Doberman says, I find it funny that everybody wants to blame Mike Pettine. We should be pointing the finger at Gutekunst. This defense has not been bolstered the way it should via the draft. They have nobody they're relying upon against guys that already we know stink. And then he's got, in parentheses, Montrevious Adams. Well, Gutekunst, I mean, again, I go back, you take the good with the bad. You look at where this defense is. He picks up guys like Preston Smith, Zadarius Smith, picked up Christian Kirksey, picks up Adrian Amos. He tried to bolster positions. Now, Rashawn Gary, we're waiting. We're hoping that everything you heard about training camp and coming from the Smith brothers about his progression is true. But you're right. You're waiting for a guy like Oren Burks. You're waiting for a guy like Montrevious Adams. You're waiting for them to step up. You know, Ty Summers not see in the field. You're looking at a guy like Chris Barnes, who was cut and without a job, comes back a week later, and all of a sudden he's a starter. So you're looking for guys like that that can help you, but the draft choices, you said, okay, these are going to be the guys, the eighth round or the second round draft choice, Josh Jackson. You're hoping he takes that next step forward as well. You know, that he really has a season come, kind of a coming of age. You're looking for some of these higher-end draft choices to really turn out. Now, Darnell Savage Jr. played extremely well. I loved him at the line of scrimmage yesterday. He was just throwing his body around, man, when he had a chance to get his nose in there. Jair Alexander, I saw, had a big game. Kevin King, extremely solid in coverage. A second-round draft choice there. So some of those draft choices are panning out. It's not all terrible, but you are looking for other guys to help you out. And also, don't forget right now, when you talk about guys that are Kamal Martin, he's on the IR. Kamal Martin looked as if he was going to be a key piece to this defense before he went down with a knee injury and required surgery. He hopes to be back in 5 weeks. I'm going to say 6 to 8, but they hope to have him back in about 5 weeks. We'll wait and see. See what he adds to the depth. So, yeah, I agree with you. Right now, they're hurting a little bit. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Melissa says, hey, it's a win. Let's not nitpick. It's only game one. This might have even been their first preseason game, and they looked a lot better than the Vikings did. Feel good about Matt LaFleur's direction in the offense. That you are correct on. It was nowhere near as sloppy a game as what many of us expected. When you talk about only six penalties and zero false starts on the offensive line, and really offensively speaking, they didn't have a lot of penalties. So, but when you're talking only six, now the Vikings had five, but when you're talking only six penalties for 63 yards, pretty solid day. The tackling was not terrible. It wasn't like there was a bunch of missed tackles all over the field. And the offensive line keeps your quarterback clean, and they work together, especially with transferring pieces in and out and moving guys up and down the line because of injury. That's a good day at the office. Take that every damn day of the week. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mike Clemens, who was there up close and personal. Interesting day over there in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium. So he is going to join us for the next couple of segments. Stay tuned as we're getting ready to talk to Mike. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy Flooring, polyurea coatings. Do not forget, they do it from Green Bay to Racine, and they warranty it for life. And if you're a resident, if you're a business owner, say for like a showroom or industrial, they can do it all. And they, again, warranty it for life. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Stay tuned. Mike Clemens is up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The turnover before the half was absolutely huge for Jair to make that play, and then for us to turn around and execute on offense. I mean, that was big time. That really changed momentum in the game. I think it had a big impact on the outcome of the game. But, you know, when we're up on somebody, we can't relax, not for 1 second, especially in this league. Every week around the league, you see teams battle back, and, you know, once that momentum starts going one way, it's hard to stop it.
Welcome back. We are back. And those are the words of Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He's right. Big plays out of Jair Alexander, but the defense was shredded late in that ball game. Just gave up points far too quickly. It's one thing to allow time to elapse off the clock, but man, oh man, they got down there. The Vikings scored quickly. And to talk more about it, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. Mike, in Minneapolis yesterday. So, Mike, we had said you could pick Aaron Rodgers as the MVP. You could talk about the depth of the offensive line and the shakeups they had to go through and kept Aaron clean. But also, Jair Alexander could have been an MVP yesterday.
I think so. Two big plays, no question. And it was also the time of possession. You know, Dom Capers used to say this, who now works for the Vikings. You know, the best defense is when you're on the sidelines. And that's what Aaron Rodgers did for them at the start of that game. I mean, there's parts of that game that almost made me wonder some of the play calling was designed to have long, sustained drives to first wear out the Vikings defense. Because even though they've had a lot of changeover, they still got some really strong dudes on that defense between Kendricks and Barr and their defensive line, even their backups. So, you know, wear those guys out, run them sideline to sideline. Of course, you know, the Packers would have some drops and some miscues on second and third down, but just tremendous time of possession from the Packers offense. But Jair, I mean, coming up with some nice coverage against Adam Thielen. Now, this was critical because this could have been a disaster. Jair, you know, you've got the four and out, the Packers unable to score in those goal line stances. You know, they're out physical by that Vikings defense. So now you turn over the ball on downs at the 1 or 2 yard line, and Kirk Cousins is back there. And Jair Alexander lines up to the wide right. He's supposed to cover Adam Thielen, their best wide receiver. And he sees a shift, and he thinks that it's going to be a run out of the end zone to Dalvin Cook. And when the ball snapped, he realizes this is a pass play. Thielen is running a jet route, Bill. That could have been a 99-yard touchdown if Jair doesn't bring down Cousins, you know, you've got trouble. And Jair talked about that safety.
I was anticipating run because of the motion by Thielen. So once I anticipated run, I shot my shot. I slid in the DM basically. And when I seen it wasn't run, it was too late to turn back. So just kept going.
Yeah, he came up huge, you know, a couple of times, Mike, obviously, that we talked about. But I thought the coverage for those guys was absolutely fantastic as well. And it just continues to get better. And, I know Kirk Cousins talked a little bit about the interception. But, I mean, the throw was off, yes. But the Packers had those guys, I mean, as far as not giving up big plays and being able to cover and keep things in front of them, I thought the Packers did a pretty good job of it.
They did, and there's all kinds of surprises I'm going to talk about in this game, too, as we go through this break here. The Packers showed me, after seeing all these practices, you know, since late July, in terms of changing their personnel. You talk about coverage, too. I'm just watching tape of the game, and tremendous play down the right sideline. Kirk Cousins should have had a touchdown about 30, 40 yards downfield to Sharp. And it's Kevin King that comes up with a nice defended play. And, you know, you see Kevin King with these fast guys and using his 6'3", you know, height to break out passes. But Kirk Cousins was, you know, this guy was on the sidelines. How can he get his offense into a rhythm when Aaron Rodgers is controlling the whole game? And then at the end of the second quarter, he's trying to throw to Thielen, who looked like he was open. And he should have thrown the ball out. It was supposed to be an out route. He threw it a little inside. Jair got his hand on it, and his one arm is tangled up with Thielen, and he still brings in the ball with one hand and gets an interception. And Cousins talked about that play.
You know, the ball was just inside, and the ball is outside. I think it's a completion. Once it was left inside, then the defensive back was able to make the play. Time of possession was tough for us in the first half. We just didn't run many plays. And when you don't run a lot of plays, it makes it hard to get things going. You know, and we also, by staying on the field more, we can keep our defense fresh. And we weren't able to do that today. And you got to credit the Packers.
Which the time of possession was huge. The Packers had long, sustained drives, numerous plays, 7, 8, 9 plays. They did that offensively with a lot of different things that they ran at that defense. But Kirk Cousins, not a terrible game, but he didn't have a great game and couldn't even compare to what Aaron Rodgers' numbers were.
No, and I thought that Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers looked organized and on the same page, and they had a plan, and sometimes the physicality of the Vikings, you know, could make stops. But, I mean, they had the Vikings just in a tailspin and in a headspin through most of the first three quarters of that game. And Zimmer, you could see him just yelling at his players on the sidelines. I was like, dude, you're at home. I know there's no fans to embarrass these guys in front of, but it's like Mike Zimmer, if he's not careful, he could lose his team. And you could hear his frustration about how the Packers dominated the possession of the football through most of the game.
You know, we couldn't get him off on off the field on third downs. We jumped off sides, had three drives extended by penalties. We gave up some big plays. When we did jump off, we let him out of the pocket, and he made big plays on us. You know, and then we gave up a safety and a interception right before the half. So got a lot of things to work on. Our time of possession wasn't very good, especially in the first half, but really the whole ball game. We're going to have to get better quick.
Okay. They can get better as quick as they want. I mean, the Packers only have to face them one more time. But I'll say this, that offense under Gary Kubiak, Mike, didn't look good, didn't look like they ever got into a rhythm.
It didn't. And, you know, Dalvin Cook, you know, was held for at least the first three quarters or so. And, you know, you got Packer players that you're losing, too, that guys you're short. I wanted to talk a little bit about the injury situation that the Packers are facing now as they get ready for week two and hosting the Lions, Bill. You know, first of all, one of the many surprises, roster changes, I did not think they were going to move Elgton Jenkins, the second-year left guard, out to right tackle for this Billy Turner situation. I just didn't see it. But, you know, Bill, with those practices, I told you, even through training camp, first three, four periods, they're inside the Hudson Center. That's where the real show is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's where the real stuff is going on, because we're out there watching periods 4 through 17, and it's just a little dog and pony show. Let's try out the second and third stringers and see that. So they kick out Elgton Jenkins to right tackle, as LaFleur was saying all last week. We're going to put the best five out there. And they think that he was better than putting out Rick Wagner, and they did that for the first, four or five drives at the start. But then when the Packers got down and they tried to throw that slant to Davante Adams on fourth down, and he dropped it with good coverage, I think it was from Smith, that was Lucas Patrick's last snap in the game at left guard, Elton's spot. He came out, and you saw Elgton Jenkins move back to left guard. During the game, I thought, well, maybe it was a performance thing. Maybe somebody was screwing up. No, he injured his shoulder.
Yeah.
So that's when Rick Wagner got in the game and got his snaps in for the rest of the game. Then you got Kenny Clark on that Jair Alexander pick that we talked about. That's where he gets turned around. He's trying to go on the outside of their right tackle. And he's one-on-one with Pat Eflin, the right guard, who pancakes him. He puts Kenny Clark down into the ground, and Clark doesn't get up. He's got a groin injury. That could be weeks. Who knows? And then you got Lane Taylor, a guy who's came back from that torn bicep, wins the right guard spot outright. So it's whether it's going to be Taylor or Wagner or, a tackle to be named. He's out there. It's in space. It's in the second half. I think it was an Aaron Jones run, and you just see him up on one leg as the whole body, is shifting to their left, and it looks like it could be an ACL. He's supposed to have an MRI. Matt LaFleur, we asked him if he knew how bad it was after the game.
I do not, not right now. I went in there after the game and just wished him well and told him I appreciate, how hard he played, but we will find out here in the very near future.
Let's do this. We'll stop out. We'll stop here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got more of Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He was in Minneapolis yesterday breaking down the Green Bay Packers and hearing some sound after the ball game. Packers opening drive sweepstakes. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. All you got to do is get entered. You can purchase a 20-ounce Coca-Cola or a pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card over there at Quick Trip and purchase you both of them at the same time, by the way. 10 extra bonus entries. How about that? Each weekly winner is going to have a chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive. Plus, you're then entered to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary at all. You can see the store for details. The Pothole Pizza is the official pizza of the Green Bay Packers and only available at Quick Trip. They got the Packers Pep Rally Pizza. That's all pepperoni. The Sausage Palooza, all sausage. The Meat Sweats, half pound of sausage, half pound of pepperoni. All right there, over there, a Quick Trip. Stop in and grab yourself one today. More of Mike Clemens coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Help the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium stop the spread of COVID-19. While at the stadium today, remember, farther is safer. Stay at least 6 feet from other people. Cover your cough or sneeze into a tissue. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. When in public and inside U.S. Bank Stadium, wear a face covering over your nose and mouth. Thank you for doing your part to keep everyone at U.S. Bank Stadium safe. Skol.
I would say bring your own juice. That's something that we've been harping on at practice, that we got to bring our own energy now coming out of the tunnel and getting ready for a game. The fans usually, as soon as we get off the bus, they're screaming our names and ready for a win. They're having a good time, but we won't have that this year, so we just got to bring our own juice.
Bring the juice! Well, just make sure when you pass the juice around, you sanitize the top of the bottle. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, interesting day. I know the announcement being made. Who the hell are they talking to? There weren't any fans in the stands yesterday.
Oh, I know, Bill. We were down there shooting some stand-ups in front of U.S. Bank Stadium about 6 o'clock Saturday night, right? And posting that to the fan, some updates on the fan Facebook page, et cetera. And, it was typical. So now you're down there on game day at 9:30 on a Sunday morning. It's a ghost town. I mean, nobody. Maybe because partly the Viking fans and Packer fans are at home waiting for the game to come on TV. There's nothing. And you walk into the stadium, and it's almost it's like, is today game day? Am I,
right.
Is this the right day? And then they got this big booming voice coming out of the PA from the stadium, you know, warning, COVID, all that stuff. It's just, it's so creepy. And then we get inside, and I'm telling you, the sound that we were hearing during the simulated game practices inside Lambeau Field was, you know, fairly loud. They were trying to get the Packer players ready for it. But the actual game yesterday, I mean, it was quiet. It was like we were at Wimbledon watching a tennis match. You could hear the pads. You could hear all the cadence. You could hear everything that was going on. There was, you know, when Lane Taylor got on the cart and was carted off, there was some pretty good applause. And I'm looking like, where's that coming from? It was the players from both benches. That's how clearly you could hear everything. They just were not running that NFL crowd sound effect very loud. Normally that place is so loud, it's like, this doesn't happen very often when you fly, but if you actually go down the stairs of a plane and they're still running the engines on the tarmac and you can't hear anybody from 2 feet away from you, that's normally what that stadium is like. This is more like, you know, you and I stand in your driveway and some dude down the block is mowing his lawn. It just wasn't very loud in there. Just wasn't very loud at all.
I can't imagine the weirdness to that. Not only as somebody who covers the games and not seeing all the fans tailgating and doing everything, but being a Packer running out of a tunnel, knowing it's normally, you know, a showering of boos. I know that Aaron Rodgers alluded to the fact that, you know, remembering back to last year when it was really an energy-packed, you know, kind of crowd, and it was for the division, and then coming out, it's like you got to figure it out. You know, you just got to figure out how to do it. I mean, just because going back to bringing your own juice, there is no other energy in the place, right?
Right. And even as a player, and once the game gets started, it's just the little things that these guys are trying to adjust to because, you know, you're in a game and you run a play and now you got to get ready for, you know, 2nd and 7 or whatever the situation is. So you run a play and you pop up and there's no reaction to it. It's like, are we okay? Is there a timeout? Oh, are we supposed to huddle up? You know, because you're so used to that reaction, whether you played high school football on Friday nights, college football, there's a reaction from the crowd and it gets you into the rhythm of the game. And even Devontae Adams said that was one of the strangest things playing in this giant empty stadium yesterday.
It's just something about not hearing any crowd noise whatsoever when, you know, a big play happens and you kind of, you know, I'm used to hearing the fans on my last catch on the sideline as I'm sliding, hearing the fans of, you know, Lambeau, or if we're here, you know, we travel really well. So I hear our people and I'm looking to the side, score a touchdown, and I don't know really what to do. I don't know if I should signal first downs when I'm getting up because there's nobody there to watch. But, yeah, definitely different. But, you know, it obviously worked out for us. So, you know, we'll keep it rolling.
So, Mike, a question for you because Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a lot of questions coming into this season, looked pretty good in camp, a lot of positivity about him, had the big 45-yard touchdown reception where he went up and got it, but two easy throws, one specifically right across the middle where he just looked upfield and dropped it. Do you look at it as a good day, bad day, indifferent day? What do you think?
Well, that one in particular, Bill, is the one that's got you scratching your head. Like, when is he going to get over this? And certainly the long touchdown that he caught earlier in that was a big confidence build. He gets up and he's in your face with the corner. You know, this kid needs confidence. Aaron Rodgers has said earlier in the camp that, you know, at sometimes he was complacent. But, you know, this was the big strategic decision this team needed to make in the offseason. Are we going to try and focus in on signing our guys to deals? What are we going to get in the draft? What are we going to get for undrafted players? Let's talk about this just briefly about linebacker, okay? You know, we talked about Kamal Martin, the rookie from the 5th-round pick from Minnesota, who looked like he would be the guy alongside Christian Kirksey until he injured that knee. The other choices they've got with Ty Summers, et cetera. And I'm telling you, one guy I just totally missed watching all those training camp practices is this number 51, Chris Barnes. you know, and and we don't get a chance to talk to these guys, and we didn't get to see preseason. And those Packers, man, there's two or three players they were sneaky with this past week. One of them is that Chris Barnes kid who they actually cut, then they put on the practice squad a couple of days before they elevate him. And here we are in the first couple of series against the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen. And wait a minute, I'm looking at my depth chart in front of me. Who's 51? There's some guy on the field, 51 Packers. It's a linebacker. It's that Chris Barnes kid. I mean, you talk about bringing a guy under, and he ends up getting six tackles. Kirksey had 12 tackles in the game, but, you know, he's all over the field and in the game. Josiah DeGuara, one of the draft picks, the tight end, didn't see a lot of flashy reps for him in practice. I kept talking about Malik Taylor, who did make the team and beat out Jake Kumerow. DeGuara, 81, man, he's out there with Jamal Williams with a nice 15-yard gain to set up one of the field goals. 81, man, he looks the part of a tight end. He did line up at the backfield. He lined up as a tight end. He was blocking downfield. He caught a pass. There's two or three guys like that in a game yesterday that I thought were at the back of the line. The Matt LaFleur put in there right away. Even A.J. Dillon, the big running back with the big legs, he got a couple carries as well. But then it gets back to MVS. I mean, this is, you know, third year. This is a guy you need to balance off of Devontae Adams. Alan Lazard made some nice, you know, bread and butter catches for them on the sidelines, but those drops. So you ask to Aaron Rodgers, is MVS there or is he taking a step back? Because he had two really bad drops of your passes in this game.
I love Marquez. He's such a good-hearted kid. You know, I think he really adds a lot to our locker room, and he wants it so badly. I think that's the only thing that gets his way sometimes. He just wants to make those plays so badly. But the thing that I noticed this training camp was he was catching the ball better. And I know that might sound like a strange statement for a receiver, but I think he was trusting his hands more. And he made a couple catches with very strong hands the last week of training camp that gave me pretty good feeling about how he was going to perform this week. Had a nice week of practice. You know, to be honest, it was never about, I got to go back to him after the drop. And that's a tribute to him. I never thought twice about throwing him the ball down the seam or throwing him the ball on the go route at the end of the first half. And that's a tribute to the way that he performed in training camp. Now he's got to prove it every single week. And we've talked a lot about, you know, consistency is the most important thing he needs to show. But I'm just really proud of him. You know, I think he had the right mindset today. And we've talked about how important visualizing those plays is and manifesting the things you want, you know, speaking them to life. And I'm proud of his approach. And I'm proud of the way he played today.
So I look at Aaron Rodgers and the way the game went, and he talks about his leadership and such, Mike. And one of the things I found interesting was the timing. I mean, he talks about the play calling. He talks about Matt. And there was so much made during the day about their relationship and such. But, you know, he's like, look, this is all about the offense. He's into it. He gets it. He goes back and reviews tape of himself from 2011. He's working on something. And it just seems like yesterday was the culmination of everything that's gone on in the offseason. And all the myths were dispelled about relationship and such. And it's just, that's the way the offense is supposed to flow.
And the way they run it as well. It certainly did with some of those, you know, jet sweeps and the way that they were working the backfield left to right and left to right, as opposed to the Aaron Rodgers drop back, look for the matchup, et cetera. I think Aaron Rodgers, sincerely, he looks at the shortcomings of the NFC Championship game. There's nothing he can do when the 49ers are running the football off tackle on the defense. But how can he sustain drives in that game against the 49ers, which also had an extremely physical defense? Well, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid figured out a way. Part of it is the athleticism of Mahomes' arm. But, you know, at the end of the line, Aaron Rodgers is saying, what more can I do, the $35 million quarterback? Oh, and then the team just drafted my replacement, which even probably got more of his attention. So he drops this thing about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He says, you know something? I was looking at film from the 2011 season when we went 15-1 after winning the Super Bowl. And I was even playing at a higher level through that 15-1 season. And what's missing? And we found out the answer yesterday, Bill. It's he thinks it's in his legs. You and I talked to Chris Sims at the Super Bowl in Miami. And what did he talk about in that interview he had with Aaron last year? About Rodgers says it's not the arm that you lose. It's always the legs. He said that's why Tony Romo's in this golf match. It's not his back. It's his legs. So So he started doing more squats. He started paying more attention to his footwork. And I think that's one of the things that he's working on right now. He's trying to get better with himself and his timing. And that's how he credited how his accuracy was so good yesterday against the Vikings.
You know, a big focus this offseason for me in training camp was, I talked about, kind of seeing some stuff in some old film. But a lot of it was the comfort within the offense. And the more comfortable I get, I feel like I can deal the ball as quickly as I want to. And today was a good start for that. I feel like I was on time with my throws. There weren't the need for a lot of, extended plays. And the couple that we had turned into, some pretty good plays. So I'm feeling good about the tempo that we had, feeling good about the rhythm and the balance that I had in the pocket as well.
And then it also goes to the fact that much like when he used to sit with Jordy and go through stuff, now he's sitting down with Devontae, sitting down with the wide receivers. It seems like he's making more time to be on the same page with these guys, isn't it?
David Bakhtiari, his friend, your left tackle, said, I think Rodgers is working on like some self-wellness. And I think Rodgers maybe took a look in the mirror and said, you know what? I've been kind of a crabby old man. Jordy ain't coming back. I haven't seen JerMichael walk through the door or Greg Jennings or those other guys or even James Jones. And so maybe I've got to spend more time with the guys that are on this roster. And he talked about how he started these weekly meetings with his top target, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I think that really started with Jordy. Him and I were just always on the same page. There was nothing that we couldn't do on the field with our nonverbal communication. But we would have conversations during the week and even on, morning of the game and during the game about tiny little adjustments we want to make. And Devontae was around that, and he saw it was the same way with Randall. And I think anybody who sees that and sees the success you can have when you two guys are on the same page, I think there's, desire to have that same relationship. And I've worked hard, and Devontae has as well, with our communication to where I feel like, games like today aren't possible. He made a couple plays during the game today that reminded me of kind of the connection that Jordy and I had, especially with an outside receiver. Just little subtle adjustments with his angles at the top of stems. It was pretty fun to see us connect on.
Good stuff as always.
The end result of that, Bill, 14 catches in a single game for Devontae Adams. The last time that happened, 1942 with Don Hutson. How about that?
Going back in a few years and dropping a Hutson on me. There's no doubt. Mike, good stuff. We'll chat again later in the week, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Come back, preview tomorrow, and wrap it up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You just heard, if you're on the local station, if not, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they have the 555 offer. It's been extended through October 15th. That's right. 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, 5% bonus savings. That is the 555 deal from our friends over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And that, by the way, applies to the windows, the doors, and the installation. So if you've got a window, if you've been looking out the last couple of days and you got condensation on the inside of your windows, you probably need to change them. You really do. You probably need to say, okay, it's that time. And we know that there's some craptastic weather right around the corner. So it's start thinking about it. Get a hold of our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Don't put it off. Replace now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment. And that's not until next year. Pella now and pay later. Again, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com for all the information. So, coming up tomorrow on the program, Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com is going to be here. We're going to talk with him about the no-hitter. We're going to talk with him, about a lot of stuff, about whether or not – here's the other thing. This team starts a doubleheader today. They're going to be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Doubleheader today, single game tomorrow, doubleheader on Wednesday. Brewers trying to make a dent, or at least maybe even catch and or take over the second place position in the National League Central. You lose, say, 4 out of 5 in this one, it's all but done. So Brewers need to you know, kind of expedite the work here, if you will, after getting no hit. And maybe today's the best thing for them. Just get back at it. Get back out, do what it is you do best, and get your thing going. But we'll see. Coming up tomorrow on the program, also going to talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. More Packers news. We'll find out more about the injuries. Packers get a 43-34 win over the Vikings. Elsewhere in the division, 27-23, the Bears come from behind. 3 touchdown passes from Mitch Trubisky in the fourth quarter, and they were down 23-6 going into the fourth quarter. And the Lions let it slip away, and the Bears took advantage. And I don't know what to think. I don't know if suddenly Mitch Trubisky found himself, which is hard for me to believe. The easier way, and the probably the path of least resistance when you talk about the belief, was the fact that Matt Patricia and that defense just aren't very good over in Detroit. And Detroit, the next foe for the Green Bay Packers. And I still say that when you look at Matthew Stafford's numbers in that game, not a bad day. 24 of 42, 297 yards, did have the pick, a quarterback rating of 77.2. Believe it or not, Mitch Trubisky, 3 touchdown passes, not a pick to his name, only sacked once, and a quarterback rating of 104.2. I can't believe that. But Danny Amendola, Hockenson, the tight end, 5 catches for 56 yards, had that touchdown as well. So, look, Hockenson is a guy that they use as a wide receiver now. They use him more and more and more, and they started using him more and more last year. He can be a weapon. Obviously, Marvin Jones and Quinton Cephas, by the way, 10 targets, only 3 receptions to show for it. 10 targets, 3 receptions. The most targets by Matthew Stafford, by the way, 43 yards, had the long of 20 downfield. So he's going to be a guy that's going to get a little bit of a homecoming, although fans aren't going to be there to see it, but you know what I mean. So we're going to talk more about the Packers' upcoming game with Detroit coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about this doubleheader coming up today between the Brewers and the Cardinals, and where are the Brewers? We'll get into that discussion, and we'll just continue on. It is a week that we've gotten football back. Hopefully the injuries aren't as bad, and hopefully COVID doesn't become prevalent. Cross your fingers, say a prayer. Until then. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
Sports Talk Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.